fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second hour of the John Moore Show, coming to you deep from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 27th day of January, 2008. We have Ronald, the co-author of the book, Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, Mr. Tom Harrington. And Tom and I are discussing one of our favorite topics, which is communications. Tom, are you there, sir? Okay, now off the air we were talking about, I asked you a question, you gave me the answer I thought you would probably give, and your the monthly radio publication that you would recommend first for people to consider subscribing to, and that is?
League, ARRL. That's to be the largest, which is basically sort of an amateur radio ham publication, comes out every month, but there's also Popular Communications and other, you know, communication magazines.
Right.
But
go ahead.
Yeah, I was sort of researching. I had quite a few people up here that were looking for some good buys in communications equipment, mainly to receive up here the NOAA weather, which is 162 megahertz, you know, all over the country, and that's the one we use up here. And I was amazed at the number of dealers that had vast amounts of used, you know, good, checked out used equipment that could be had for just a few dollars that were capable of receiving the NOAA weather, which is more localized than the general weather that you
Absolutely.
Hear over TV.
Well, that's good advice for everybody. I recommend everybody have at least, preferably two, battery-operated. We got a break. Stay tuned. Tom, hold on. We'll be back after the break.
All right.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore on Sunday, the 27th of January, 2008. We're visiting with Mr. Tom Harrington. Mr. Harrington has spent most of his adult life involved in professional radio communications and matters. He's co-author of the book, Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, which is offered at my website, thelibertyman.com. And we're talking about, just before the break, some recommendations about monthly radio-related publications that he and I are going to encourage you to consider subscribing to, so you can be up to speed on what's going on with radio communications and have access to high-quality radio communication gear at discount prices. You still there, Tom?
Yes.
Okay. I agree with you. Being able to monitor the NOAA frequency is extremely important in a fast-moving climate situation, storm-related situation. I've got a Bearcat scanner in my kitchen that whenever I have those concerns, it's got a one-button override that goes straight to NOAA. I just turn it on, push the one-button override, and I'm there. I'm listening to NOAA live in real time. And it's some real peace of mind to know what's going on, what's coming at you, the speed, and how severe it is. Even if, no matter how bad it is, at least you got a heads up so you can go to shelter.
Yes, I'll tell you, I have a couple of the series, the Bearcat. That's a good one. As you were mentioning before, there are quite a few of these radios that have the TV channels, the audio on the TV channels, but they also have NOAA radio, which is around 162 megahertz. And that, for my use and many others around the country, seem to be the most popular, up-to-date type of weather information that's available.
It is, absolutely. And I'm looking now, I just became aware fairly recently that some of the new model Citizens Band radios for mobile use have a...
Yes, they carry it too.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't looked at them that carefully. Do you have to do the override yourself, or does it kick in by itself for an emergency alert?
Some of the Bearcats have an alert or warning basis that will, when they send out an alert, it will automatically turn the unit on and go to the proper frequency.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, they're very simple units, you know, very small, and I ran across quite a few of them that are on the used market.
So, just for example, let's help people out here who are listening, and they may not understand what you and I are talking about. Mm-hmm. You could have one of these units next to your bed, and a signal will come from NOAA. That's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. A signal will come from NOAA, wake up your radio, turn the radio on, wake you up, and give you the alert you need for the tornado, the hurricane, whatever this weather-related emergency is. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I've seen recently in the last 2 to 3 years, metropolitan areas that have emergency communication centers and have these tornado sirens not alert the people when they were supposed to. And of course, out here in these outlying areas where I am, there's no emergency sirens to begin with.
No, you're not going to be able to hear a siren.
Right. Right. So
you're going to get it radio wise, or other, or you're not going to get it.
Absolutely. So this can really save some lives.
Absolutely.
You know, wake you up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, let you know that there's a tornado or a severe storm headed your way.
Right.
And you can take appropriate action. Grab the kids, get to the shelter, whatever you need to do.
Well, they seem to be so basically localized there are hundreds of these stations around, and so you know they're not talking about 10 states over or 3 states over. They're talking about absolute local conditions, which is
absolutely
really what you are looking for.
Yeah. My local NOAA broadcaster, they're giving us heads up on weather that's maybe 2 counties away from us coming our direction.
That's right. That's
about that's precisely what you need.
Absolutely.
It is. We got a caller here. I'm going to treat your time as my guest, live on the air guest, and see if Steve from Texas has a comment or a question regarding communications. Steve, are you there, sir?
Oh, yes. I think you answered one of my questions as to which scanner you seem to like the best.
Yes, Bearcat scanner.
Bearcat scanners, yeah.
Yeah, that's just one of many.
Yeah, and that's what you prefer.
Well, I just happen to have one of them.
Yeah, okay.
Now, Tom, Bearcat and Uniden combined.
Yeah,
yes. They're now one company. I like their products. I have some of their products myself, Steve, and you can go from low end, money-wise, less than $100, I believe. Isn't that accurate, Tom?
Yeah, I saw some listed. Some of the radio dealers had them listed as used for $25,
$35. Yeah, so you can get some entry levels. Bearcat scanners. The same company, Uniden. Bearcat,
right,
offers some high-end scanners in the $400 to $500 range that The one I'm really attracted to has 6,000 pre-programmed frequencies. So there's a wide range of scanners, dollar wire, and as far as what they can do, available from this one company.
Which do you prefer, the handheld model or the table models?
I myself, I have one handheld, but I never seem to use it too much. The table model is the one that I use, and
I use both, Tom and Steve. I have a table model I keep in the kitchen for routine monitoring. I have a handheld unit that is useful in a mobile situation, my vehicle, and our handheld. If I'm on a trip, I can have it in the motel room with me. It's a lot more compact. So there's a place for each.
Each of them, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I had another question, but it was on guns. If y'all want to stay on topic, I'll just go off and call back again.
Well, why don't you call back about, Tom and I are going to wrap it up here in about 15 minutes, so
right.
At the bottom of the hour, about 5, to give us a call back there, Steve.
All right, thank you.
Well, thank you. Let's get back to communications.
John, one of the things that a lot of people might not be aware of is the fact that the amateur radio group and many, many of the areas have their own emergency setups,
and they practice.
Yeah,
they practice. They have what they call field day.
That's right, and they're active all the time, and so that can be a very, very good source.
Well, it is, and these men and women love to share their knowledge and educate people. These field days take place on the same day all over the country.
Right.
And they practice communication literally in the field. They'll set up a tent in a field
and have their own
power separate from the power grid.
Right.
And prepare food and have their shelter and food and porta potties and
do all the other good things.
Yeah, well, all the things you need, just like it was a genuine crisis.
Yeah, yes. And a lot of people don't understand today that you can get your lower level amateur license. There's no code requirement now.
I think we're now up the first three lower level licenses
no longer require code. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's been there's been a lot of speculation about why the code requirement's even there, because almost nobody uses it anymore. But it's been a stumbling block and something that's held back many thousands of people for a lot of years. But that's a blessing that you now can get your entry level, the second one up, and the third one up,
right.
A ham license without knowing the need. We're saying code; it's actually Morse code.
Morse code, yeah,
and. Yeah, and that's a blessing that we can do that. The higher levels of frequency of license allow people to transmit in frequencies that they normally could not use under.
They have the amateur frequencies segmented to the different class of licenses. But for what the average person would want, any of the three no code licenses are. Just require a very simple written,
it's a paper pencil test that 12-year-old boys and girls routinely pass.
Also good for the girls. They can get their license.
Oh, that's what I say. Boys and girls both. And it can be, I know families where mom and dad and the boys and girls all get involved and it becomes a family hobby.
Yeah, everyone.
Absolutely.
I know quite a few of them. Everyone's got a license.
Yeah, and it's a 12-year-old girl and 12-year-old boy can participate in the hobby just as effectively as a mature adult can and have just as
Certainly.
Much fun.
And one of the other things that it opens up is that the other day I got my new repeater directory.
Hold on, Tom. Hold on. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore, and we're visiting with Mr. Tom Harrington, the co-author of the book Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, How to Build and Power Your System, available at my website, thelibertyman.com. Tom, you still there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, before the break, we were talking about the new repeater book that you purchased.
Yes, sir, it was last year's
edition.
Yeah.
Please tell us, what is in that book and why should people have it?
Well, there's a vast network of stations called repeaters that are owned and manned by licensed amateur radio operators. Sometimes they're clubs, sometimes they're groups, or sometimes they're individuals. I've had repeaters in the past. Presently, I don't have one at this point because there are so many around me. But the repeater directory used to be a very small book and maybe a quarter of an inch thick. It's now the last repeater directory I have is over almost an inch thick. What the repeater does is that there are certain assigned frequencies for different locations and different repeaters. And normally any location will have up to sometimes three or four different accessible frequencies, and they're not that hard to find with even a handheld or a fixed amateur, you know, signal goes into the repeater. The repeater is usually in a very advantageous antenna location. It receives it on one frequency, retransmits it all over the whole area. And it's, you know, I guess that explanation might be okay.
Well, I can expand on that just a bit. It will receive a relatively weak signal,
right,
and retransmits it back out in a much more powerful signal. And you know what this does, ladies and gentlemen, is allow you out there by yourself to get help if you need help for yourself or for somebody who's had an automobile accident. You've came upon it when there's no cell phone service, nobody around with a landline telephone. It's a way to communicate under emergency conditions when otherwise you could not communicate under emergency conditions.
Yeah, so the repeaters will get in where cell phones are impossible.
And we saw this during Hurricane Katrina.
Absolutely.
As always, with any major disaster, God bless them. I think there was a ham operator on vacation in one of those hotels that had his 2-meter radio with him, and he was helping a lot of people just from that hotel room.
Right. He was set it up as a repeater.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And all over that Gulf Coast, and New Orleans was just a compact area, devastated. There were literally thousands of square miles wiped out by Hurricane Katrina. And I can't tell you, but there's been articles written, and I've read some of them, about the help that ham radio operators provided in the days, weeks, and months following that disaster, which wiped out the cell phone service, wiped out the landline telephones.
Right. Yes.
And that was it. As far as long-distance communication
right, they had for many weeks.
That was it.
That
and the
was
cops
the
could
whole
talk
thing
to each other locally. The fire department could talk to each other locally. But the only way to talk any distance was with a ham radio.
That's right.
Well, Tom, we appreciate your calling in. Don't be a stranger and
no,
giving us
right
a heads up. And you be safe out there and keep feeding that fire into the furnace and stay warm, okay?
We'll do that. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. I'll be in touch. I'm gonna give you a call privately in the next few days and get caught up with you.
Okay.
Okay, have a good evening, sir. That was Tom Harrington, the co-author of Guide to Emergency Survival Communications. Excellent book that I recommend that I've got offered at my website, thelibertyman.com. I've been working with a gentleman who is an engineer working with Mike Brown and Mike Brown Steam Engines. I want to give you a quick update. The gentleman's name is Brian Scott. He's up in Minnesota. Brian is doing what Mike Scott has not done. Brian is doing what nobody has done. And here's what he's doing. He's developing a product, a turnkey steam engine electrical generating product mounted on a flatbed trailer, completely self-contained, with the steam engine, the boiler, all the connections, everything you need to roll it into your property, your ranch, your farm, your backyard, and begin generating all the electricity you ever dreamed of, plus surplus hot water to heat your home with. And all you need to make it function is water and something that'll burn. Wood, coal, old textbooks, anything that'll burn of that nature will make steam, which in turn will make electricity. The testing of the prototype is supposed to begin tomorrow and last all this week. We're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back. Stay tuned. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
We have all the time in the world.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're back. Of course, that was Louis Armstrong singing one of the songs that he sung for one of the James Bond films. Before the break, I was talking about something new and very special. Something that nobody else on the planet is doing that I'm aware of. And that's a turnkey steam generating system mounted on a flatbed trailer that you can haul into your ranch, your farm, your backyard. Set it up. It's already set up. Put in some water, put in some wood, get the fire going and make electricity and excess hot water for your home, warming your home, keeping your house warm. This is very special, very unique. A lot of us in the Patriot community and listening to Patriot Radio were looking and searching for ways to be self-sufficient, as we say, off the grid. Basically, the four different ways are hydropower, wind power, solar power, and then of course steam generation, not counting diesel or gasoline generation. That's would be the fourth way. Most of these other way, hydro and solar, it takes an awful lot of water to generate any serious electricity. Solar is still considerably when I say considerably, four times more expensive than what it will cost you to do the same thing with steam. It will work. Solar will work. No doubt whatsoever it will work. And the cost will be to do to accomplish this, have the same amount of electricity available for use. The cost will be four times what it will cost to have the setup that is being offered by what we're going to be putting out here. As this project moves forward and we're ready to offer it to the public for sale, it's real close. I'll have it posted on my website, what the product looks like, what it can do, how much it costs, and so forth. We probably won't be posting delivery times on the website because it's going to be a dynamic, changing situation. You know, this is not a large operation where hundreds of these units are going to be available at any given moment. It will be a matter of a few units available at any given moment. And when they're sold out, a new batch will have to be fabricated and so forth. So we'll keep you posted on that. Quick reminder, Freeze Dry Guy is running a special on a one-year supply of vegetables, corn, green beans, green peas, enough vegetables to feed one person for 1 year for $320. That's three cases of number 10 cans. Each case contains 18 case cans, number 10 cans of these vegetables. Here's how you contact Freeze Dry Guy. You go to his website, freezedryguy.com. That's a good way. Everything's listed there. Or you can call him at 530-265-8333. I say again, 530-265-8333. His toll-free number is 866-404-3663. And we have on hold Tim from California. Tim, are you there, sir?
Yes, John. Great show and really interesting guest. I have a question that relates to the guest you had on a couple of weeks ago, retired major at Dames.
Yes.
And he suggested that the trigger event, possible trigger event for abrupt climate change may be coronal mass ejection from the sun and charged ionic particles traveling onto the Earth. My question is, how does that relate to the proper functioning of communications equipment? And I've read a little bit that even electronics that are turned off could be damaged by CMEs or coronal mass ejections.
Well, you know, as the saying goes, Tim, a little knowledge can be a dangerous thing, and you obviously have been doing your homework, and you're talking about things that most people don't have a clue what you're talking about. Let's discuss this a little bit. First of all, a coronal mass ejection is when our sun in our solar system has this ejection of what's called electrically charged particles, protons. And what Ed Dames was talking about would be two things happening. One would be our magnetic shield that normally protects us from almost all these particles would be compromised because of the 10th planet coming through our solar system and knocking it down. And then the coronal mass ejection happening at the same time. There's two parts to that. One is the part that you and I are discussing right now, and that's damage to the power grid and damage to communications, both on the ground and from satellites. All those things are real and can and will happen and have happened. We've had power grids go down already from coronal mass ejections. Whether or not that's powerful enough to have effect on modern computer-related, communication-related devices that are turned off. I'm not sure. I'm not qualified to answer that. I'm not sure if it would be powerful enough or long enough to do that. And the possibility certainly exists that it could. I can't reject that, and I'm not qualified to answer it. We do know how to protect radio communications equipment from that kind of event, and that's to have it inside a Faraday box. named after Mr. Faraday, who came up with the concept. It's basically a metal box that would protect whatever's inside of it. It could be a nice, clean, preferably brand new, galvanized steel trash can with a tight-fitting lid would accomplish that goal. A steel ammunition can would accomplish that goal, and there's certainly other ways to do that. In addition to what you mentioned just now, Tim, Major Dames was talking about heat from this same event. Heat that would heat up wherever part of the earth it was hitting. He described bands of the earth that would be hit by it, heating up the surface of the planet between 125 and nearly 200 degrees Fahrenheit. People that are live in these desert areas like Iraq, they routinely deal with daily temperatures in the shade of 130 degrees. That's really, really hot, and I personally don't want to be around that. For old people or very, very young who aren't used to that, that's enough heat right there to kill them. Temperatures above that, when you get into the 160, 170 degree range, that would kill off a lot more people. The young men and young women who are in excellent health and had access to all the drinking water they need, they may survive it, but they would be quite miserable if they did. That would kill off an awful lot of youngsters and the old people that were exposed to that without proper protection. I have not talked to Professor McKinney about his thoughts on this, and I need to do that so I can report back or have him, hopefully I'll have him on the air next week, and maybe we can talk about it live on the air, what his thoughts are about what Major Dames has said.
Okay, John. Thanks again. Appreciate you.
Okay. You're welcome, Tim, and thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. This is a live call-in show, and ladies and gentlemen, and what makes live call-in radio fun and interesting is, guess what? Callers. I have there's been a number of you who will ask me a question by email, and I don't mind that, and I like email communication, but typically the first thing I'll write is, well, gee, you know, this would be a great question live on the air, and chances are, if you've got a question, there's 50 or 100 other people who have the exact same question. I just did a pistol class yesterday. I do these concealed carry training classes, and that's what I tell my students. Don't be bashful. Don't hesitate to ask a question, because more likely than not, several other students in the class have the exact same question. And this applies to you listeners out there. And call up, ask your question, give us your comment at 800-313-9443. Steve out there in Texas, you were going to call back. This is your opportunity to do so. So jump right in there and get your question or comments so we can respond to it. Sunday afternoon, live talk radio on Sunday afternoon. Who ever heard of such a thing? Station management, Republic, decided to put myself and Mr. Phillips together on a Sunday afternoon. I know I lost probably three-quarters of my audience I had on Saturday afternoon, but we're in the process of building back a new audience and having fun and doing some radio here on a Sunday afternoon. I look forward to it every week. I learn from you. You learn from me, and God bless him. Steve's back on the line. Steve, how are you, sir?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. What's your question, sir?
Yeah, the gun question I asked was going to ask is, now I know some of your feelings about all of the gadgets you can put on the AR-15s.
Right.
And I think everybody kind of knows your opinion on that, but is there anything on those, of these gadgets that you would put or you think would be useful on an M14 or an AK or other type rifle?
Okay. Well, that's a good question. Hang on. We'll discuss this a little bit. First of all, there's a difference between defending innocent human life and going into battle against enemy soldiers. a huge difference in your training and your tactics, what you've got available to you. If you're defending us in human life in a home situation where there's a common criminal or a long-term survival situation, you're probably going to be by yourself. You're going to have a radio. We call up tanks and aircraft and artillery, or 100 well-armed buddies to come and help you. You're going to be by yourself. In a long-term survival situation, you want to survive. You want to get away from whoever's causing you harm, if you can get away, out in a bug-out situation. If you're at home, you need to defend your home effectively. And I want every advantage I can have that gives me the advantage and lessens whatever advantage the adversary may have. Now, so having said all that, here's something I really like, and that's a 39-millimeter grenade launcher. The SOCOM M1A, I should say, it's an M1A, has the Picatinny rails on the bottom that allow you to mount a 39-millimeter grenade launcher, and that gives you the following capabilities. It gives you the capability to launch flares and launch smoke grenades. If you haven't been in a tear gas, and launched tear gas grenades, I should say, smoke, tear gas, and flares, if you've never had been in a tear gas attack or been in a tear gas environment, you're in for quite a wake-up call. The first time you get your lungs full of tear gas, you will think you're going to die. You will absolutely be convinced. Your brain's going to be telling you, oh, my God, I'm going to die. And if you're in the middle of attacking somebody and you get your lungs full of tear gas, you're going to forget about attacking whoever you're attacking and want to get the hell out of Dodge. That's a good thing. And that's what a 39-millimeter grenade launcher can do for you, is put you at a great advantage over these attacking forces. Mm-hmm. Smoke is good for a distraction and to hide behind, and flares are great for signaling purposes. So it's a 39-millimeter grenade launcher is a great device, not terribly expensive as these things go. Requires no special license or permits or anything of that nature. You can buy it all over the counter with no paperwork. No paperwork whatsoever.
That's one object you can put on there. But
you can. Huh? Now, flashlights are a problem. Flashlights work both ways. It allows you to see the bad guys, but they also allow the bad guys to see you. Police like them, and they're very useful in police work. In a defensive situation or a long-term survival situation, you need to be properly trained and disciplined so that when you use a flashlight, you're not just making yourself a target.
Uh-huh. Okay, one other question I had was on the new Veterans Disarmament Act that the Bush just signed.
Yes, sir.
Where does that kind of put you and other people, do you think?
Well, it doesn't affect me. I've never had any psychiatric treatment or evaluation or anything of that nature. It will affect veterans who have sought out that help and to help a medical condition. Mm-hmm. It's a very sad day in America where proper medical treatment that's led to a complete cure is treated as a crime, and brings with it is a legal term, Latin term, ex post facto. It's punishment after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what this is. I hope that when somebody is affected by this, I hope that the gun owners of America, I don't count on the NRA to do much these, I hope that the gun owners of America will jump right in there with the legal sources necessary to overturn this law that Bush has signed and just make this thing go away. It's horrendous. It's absolutely horrendous.
Okay, John. Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
All right, bye.
We're getting close to the top of the hour and in the show for this week, so if you got a question or comment, this is your chance for this week until next week at 800-313-9443. It's important, ladies and gentlemen, to keep things in perspective. It's important to take care of priorities, the highest and most important priorities first. And it's important to keep your eyes on God. Spiritual preparation is the first thing, the most important thing, the thing that will be with you no matter if you lose everything else and you're basically naked in the wilderness, so to speak, whether it's a reality or close to it. Your spiritual preparedness will still be with you. We know from the experience of American POWs in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, that the men and women spiritually prepared survived. Those who weren't, didn't. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. We're near the end of the show. We got on hold John from Florida. John, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. I want to give out a website, and this will maybe, if the people get involved, if enough people get involved, we can stop the election fraud. Website is www.votecount2008.org. And they need volunteers all over the country because last Thursday I was in Boca Raton. They had the debate down there. I was with the Ron Paul meetup group. And it was disgusting. They didn't ask Ron Paul a question for 20 minutes. And, it was really bad. But VoteCount 2008 is not involved in any. They're not affiliating there. It's all parties. I want you to know.
Well, it's a commendable effort, John. I've worked professionally to be part of an effort like that. This is back in, 1994 in the Missouri gambling thing. I was part of the anti-gambling campaign as their security advisor. And I know firsthand from that professional experience what goes on. And it's well known. It's well documented because of poll watchers and things of that nature. That there are certain precincts, and there's hundreds of these precincts all over the country, maybe thousands, where more votes come out than people went in the door. And it's tragic, and it's true, and it does happen. And God bless these people. If they can make a difference, I hope they can certainly be successful.
Well, all of us, everybody needs to, and it doesn't matter what candidate you're for, but we all need to know that our vote counts, and this group is... They're doing some things here that at the last minute, but it was planned that way.
Well, it's a simple procedure. I know what it is. When you work with folks like this, you get registered as a poll watcher at your local county clerk's office, and you get credentials identifying you as a poll watcher. And there's different ways you can do it. They'll be equipped with a legal pad, one of these little clicker counter things. Maybe even a video camera, and they'll be at the poll all day or maybe work a shift to observe what's going on, count how many voters are coming in the door. They may even do some polling after the people leave and to find out how people vote. If they choose to share that information, it's certainly optional. But it's certainly a worthwhile effort, and if people have the time and energy to do it, I encourage them to do so.
Because this is the most important election we've had in more than 100 years.
It may very well be. I can't disagree with that.
Okay, thank you.
John,
anyway,
we appreciate your calling.
I bought some more food from the freeze-dry guy. Anyway, thank you.
I'll give that website out again here, votecount2008.org. Thanks for calling, John. We appreciate it. All these things are important, ladies and gentlemen. You need to use your discretion as to what you're going to participate in, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and then, by all means, do it. Do something. Help Ron Paul, help stop vote fraud, get prepared, learn new skills, do something. Get involved and do something to help others. That's extremely important. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time for this show and this week. You all be safe out there. Busy learning your skills. And tune in next week, and we'll have some more discussion and questions and comments. Have a great week. God bless America.
With recent